Sit up, my people, and dry your eyes. Smell those lilies, grasp that hope. We come together this morning to pray and celebrate this Resurrection Day. We give thanks for the gift of Jesus renewed. Death is inevitable, but not the end. No more ransom required to be paid. The grave is no spectre on this Resurrection Day. We give thanks for all our cornerstone people who pray as one in love and in loss, drawn from every nation, every tongue. Despite isolation, we can rejoice at new birth and at David's happy birthday. We can remember the cornerstone pioneers who helped make us one, like John Dunbabin, who's at ease with you now. Reaching across technology, let's all say, thanks, God, for your CMK people on this special Resurrection Day. We give thanks for the people who keep us safe. The doctors and drivers, shelf stackers and monitors, nurses and carers, social workers, and everyone who just does. Give them space to take breath and keep them safe on this socially distancing Resurrection Day. We celebrate today the ethos of tradecraft, fighting poverty through trade to achieve fairer supply lines, responsible business, and justice in international trade. Help us live as your new people, convinced that evil will not overcome goodness, cruelty will not prevail, that dignity and justice are worthy of work at home as well as far away. A fairer future is worth a fight on this courageous Resurrection Day. Strengthen us, Lord, in a time of dread to live as your fearless people, to see the world as we could make it, to speak of a world full of better tomorrows, to live in the power of guilt removed, to pray in the name of him who died, but lives forever, thanks to his own blessed Resurrection Day. Amen.